Museum walls carry Picasso, Monet, other masters. In medical settings, the master's name is Domke. Sebastian Martinez Valdivia of KBIA went to central Missouri to track down the man who's the source of thousands of images you see in America's hospitals.
I want to level it. Make sure it's really sharp.
Henry Domke is lining up a shot. His target? The vibrant petals of a red buckeye bloom. Domke is a retired family doctor who's been photographing the wildlife in his backyard for years. When he was still practicing, he decorated his office with his photos. And after he retired, he started exhibiting his work. At one show,
some people from Blessing Hospital in Quincy, Illinois, came and saw the work and bought 40 large prints. Boom, like that.
From that point on, Domke developed his hobby into a business. And today, his photographs are in more than 2,000 hospitals and clinics from Connecticut to California. The business sells hundreds of thousands of dollars in prints each year. Domke's work is popular in part because of his subject matter. Domke photographs flowers, plants, and other images of nature from his backyard, a 540-acre preserve he finances through his business.
More than once, people would say to me, "How did you find my grandfather's farm? You know, you took this picture where I played as a kid." Well, it's not what it was, but that's what it triggered a memory.
And that's what healthcare designers and architects look for. Within the niche world of healthcare design, Domke is a big name. He sells $500,000 or more of his artwork in a typical year and has installations in 45 states.
His work is international. It is all over. I always use a Domke.
Rosalind Kama is president of a Connecticut design studio specializing in evidence-based design. That's a movement in the design world that uses research to improve patient health. For example, one foundational study found that patients recovering from surgery in rooms with a view of a grove of trees had shorter hospital stays than those with views of brick walls. Other research has borne out the benefit of nature images as well.
So, for instance, you know, in the case of art, we want to create positive distractions in environments.
Kama says research shows that images of nature are the most effective in distracting and relaxing patients. And that's why Domke's work is so popular. For example, she tells me about a cancer ward she designed. The treatment area was in a basement with little natural light, so Kama took Domke's photos of local flowers and seashells and stretched them out on canvas to decorate the ward.
And we felt that the immediate connection to nature would sort of calm that nervous response of going in for treatment and coming out, sort of creating that exhale that one needs.
So here's a couple large pieces you can see from Domke that was brought in with our cancer center. One of the
Blessing Hospital uses Domke's work in a couple different ways. The hospital serves a rural area along the Mississippi River, so finding the right art for hallways and exam rooms was crucial, as facilities director Jane Fry explains.
So you do see in our artwork a lot of things that are representative of our region, that which is familiar and represents our community and those we serve.
For Domke, that meant photographing flowers, trees, and landscapes from the area, like a flowering dogwood or a coneflower. But Blessing's use of his work goes beyond hanging prints on walls.
So there's another one, beautiful texture.
Fry shows off new patient rooms where Domke's photos cover walls from floor to ceiling, and miniature copies are printed next to the room number on the outside to help patients find their way. Back at his preserve, Domke says he has feedback from patients that his approach can work. He recalls a note from a cancer patient who was getting treatments at Blessing and would come in early to sit in front of one of his works.
It was a print of an oak tree with light coming through from behind, kind of glowing, and you could see the rays of light. And she said she would go into prayer there before her therapy, chemotherapy, and that it just sort of had religious implications to her. She felt the presence of God, which, so if my work can help people to experience that, I mean, that's lucky.
For Here and Now, I'm Sebastian Martinez Valdivia.